Mutsubuva Ose is the Sherbek Azra Mutsubuva Ose. No pressure to stick around. Okay. I didn't start yet. Oh, it did start. Okay. Seder. So, something I feel like I don't speak about that often, but it certainly comes out in this week's parasha, is the Inyan of Chesed. Now, oftentimes we think that Chesed is just like being a nice person. And if you're a nice person, that's Chesed, and it's a beautiful thing. But we don't realize the power of Chesed. And really, it comes out in this week's parasha. This week's parasha discusses many forms of Chesed, but I'll focus specifically on Pasukim Kesef Talves Ami. When you lend money, of course, don't charge him interest. Now, a few things. I mean, I saw a lot of the Mekoros here from Ramayla from this week's Be'er HaParsha, and he points out the Shach writes, Im Kesef, what does it mean, Im? Right? We know that Rashi discusses the Lashon of Im, but the Shach says, Im Nosel Lechal Kesef Min HaShemayim, if you're bestowed money from Shemayim, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you money from Shemayim, so it's your job to lend it. This is what the kesef was created for. The reason why a person has kesef is to do chesed with it, to go and lend it to other people, in order to lend to the people in your nation, right? Mitzvos halval lemisha duchukulo hasha gedoyla yosmer tzedaka. Lending money to somebody who needs it is greater than tzedaka. As the Gemara in Sukkah that many of you have learned, right? Gedoyla yosmer yosmer tzedaka. Forgot the Gemara gives three answers. Actually, memorized it, but now I forgot it. Why is chesed more than tzedakah? Because chesed, you can do things not only with tzedakah, is only with money. Gevurah chesed is with other things. Gevurah chesed is with people that are alive and dead, and tzedakah is only with people that are alive. And who remembers the third one? The third one. Okay, we'll have to look it up later. Fine. So, furthermore, another interesting thing in the Gemara, how does it refer to money? It refers to mammon as domen. Well, what's the connection between money and domen? It's very strange. So the Shevet HaMusar, in his sefer Mil HaTzedakah, I'm not sure who the Shevet HaMusar is, but he says, what is the hakazas dam? We know in Chazal, bloodletting is what brings you a refuah. Taking out your blood, that's how they used to heal people back in the day. So just like bloodletting is a refuah, so too giving tzedakah, giving money, is also a refuah for the neshama. And that's where the word domim came to be used as the definition of kesef, because tzedakah, when a person uses money to give tzedakah, as you know, the pasuk tells us tzedakah tatzim imaves. So just like bloodletting, getting the dam out heals the person, the body, the physical body, so too giving tzedakah heals the person's neshama. And that's why the lashon of domim is the word that's used in the Gemara for kesef. Actually, he quotes over here. There's another pshat. A very interesting shot. Why is money in the Gemara called Damin? The reason why money in the Gemara is called Damin is because the first time the Jewish people were involved in selling something was by Makas Dam. By Makas Dam, the Jews sold the water to the Mitzvah, and since the first time they were ever involved as a Jewish people selling something was Makas Dam, that's another reason that's given why Kesef in the Gemara is called Damin. Okay, Beseder. Now, the Chofetz Chaim says in Avos Chesed the following. I'm going to quote you a few lines from Avos Chesed about Chesed. Kama tzorach ha'odom lizdavik midas Chesed waish hi mo'eles lo'or rachmei shemayim rachmei Hashem. It awakens the mercy of Hashem v'chassodav al Yisrael afilo achar shekol z'chus avos. After the z'chus avos ends, what comes? The z'chus of Chesed. That's the Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin. Furthermore, the Yalkut in Hosea tells us u'mitzvah zu shekol yois mir ha'kabaros. Can you believe that? Doing chesed is considered to be greater than bringing a korban. Who could ever imagine that we can do something that's greater than a korban? Furthermore, the Yerushalmi in Peah says, "Stock of Gvuras Chesedim, Shkulas Kenegad Kol Mitzvah Shal Torah." It's equal all the mitzvahs of Torah. And the Gemara, the Yerushalmi in Tanya says, "Gishamim Yordim LaOlam Dischus Milas Chesedim." The reason why we get rain, and of course we know that rain is the source of everything, all sustenance comes from chesed. And furthermore, listen to this one. The Gemara in Ovar Zara Daf Hey Amud Beis, Gamhu To Elus LaAdam Hinatz Meitz Zahara. That a person, when a person does Chesed, he's safe from the Yad Zahara. How so? So the Gemara explains. This is quoted in Avos Chesed. Ashrem Yisrael Shemizman Shem Oskim BeTorah Gvuras Chesedim Yitzram Moser BeYadam. When a person is involved in Torah and Chesed, so the Yad Zahara is taken away from them. How so? Because there's two forms of the Yad Zahara. The Yad Zahara messes us up in two ways. He messes with our mind, and he messes with our body. So the Gemara explains, so what do you do? So the fact that the Yetzer Hara messes with your mind, no problem. Involve yourself in Torah, it takes away the Yetzer Hara of the mind. And the Yetzer Hara messes with your body, it makes your body do things that are wrong, don't worry. What's the antidote? The antidote is to use your body, use your physical qualities to go out and do chesed, go run to help somebody, go carry somebody's packages. So it says the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, said that the two ways of offsetting and contesting and combating the Yetzer Hara is both with Torah and Gemilas Chassadim. Just the Maimar HaMuskud, there's also another recipe that is another schus that Torah and Gemilas Chassadim does you. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, what should a person involve himself in and save himself from the birth pangs of Mashiach? Yasub Torah Gemilas Chassadim. The same thing. The dual strategy of life to get to save yourself from the Mashiach is to involve oneself in Torah and of course in Gemilas Chassadim. Let's continue with more Ma'amar Komos. So he says that Rav Biderman was saying that in today's day and age, Midas Hadin is very strong and it's Mechadish B'chol Yom. What can a person do? If he's involved in Midas Chesed, he can be Notzel from different Gezeros. Right? Kedei, Sh'aidei Zeh Tis'er Midas Chesed Hel Yona. When a person goes ahead and does Chesed, he awakens great forces of Chesed and mercy from Kadosh Baruch Hu. As it says in the Pasuk in Hosea, that we say every morning when we put on our Tefillin, V'ras Tichli, B'Tzedek V'Mishvot, B'Chesed Rachman. We connect to Hashem on a level of Chesed Rachman. Says Chazal, didn't see exactly where it was quoted, listen to this Chazal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Uma ilu shehen ba'atzman tzrikim chesed, human beings need chesed. Oysim chesed elum elu, so what happens since people need chesed? And then, not only do they need chesed, they do chesed for each other. Ani, says Hashem, shani molei chesed rachmim, I am full of chesed rachmim, al has kama v'kama shani tzorach l'gamal chesed in b'riosai. So basically, Hashem is saying, if you guys go ahead and do chesed, I will also do chesed, because you need me. And even though you need chesed, even though you need chesed for others, me who's mali chesed, I'm going to go ahead and of course bring you do chesed. And the Torah of Elio says the following, Kesho Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, when the Jews were in Mitzrayim, they got together and they made a bris. What was the bris? They would do chesed with each other, right? And they'll follow in the ways of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and they'll serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and etc. And they won't learn, the languages of Mitzrayim. And it says over there, they made a bris, and that, during that time, they made a bris to do chesed with each other. And it says, listen to this medrash. The medrash in Yalkut, I think it's Yalkut Shimon in the Shalach, says in the Pasuk, Nachista b'chazcha amzuka alto, nehalto b'azlucho, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu led us with chesed, says the medrash, Nachista b'chazcha gmilus chesed. The medrash is telling us clearly that the reason why the Jewish people were redeemed and taken out of Mitzrayim was b'schus doing chesed with each other. So when he said that chesed is a nice thing to do, that's true. But you know what? It has the power to bring rachmei shemayim, and it has the power to bring geula. Certainly not stam. And that's what he said. And also it says from Chavim Mashiach, saves from the Yitzhara. So he quotes a beautiful story from the Pnei Menachem. The Pnei Menachem was one of the Ger Rebbe's. Now, I imagine this is when he was younger. Perhaps he was still only the son or the grandson of the Rebbe, and he bought an apartment, and he was supposed to move in before Pesach. Now, obviously, you know, he needs to have a place for Pesach, and he heard that the person that he was buying the apartment from was going through difficult times, so he told the person, listen, don't worry, no pressure, you can leave after Pesach. And not only can you leave after Pesach, he went above and beyond, and he paid him the money for the apartment at the appointed date, even though he wasn't moving it to the right date. So after Pesach, this person meets Pei Menachem, and Pei Menachem was glowing with joy. And he said, you're not going to believe what happened. That I had that money invested with somebody, and for some reason that person, the investment went sour, and everybody lost their money. But since I took the money out before Pesach, even though I wasn't getting the apartment, and I took all my money out and I gave it to you, I see very clearly from Yad Hashem that I was Zocheh, that it was zochah to be saved. My money was zochah to be saved because had I not given you the money for the apartment, I would have certainly lost my money. You see very clearly when a person goes ahead and is involved in chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers him with tremendous siyata d'shmaya. Let's continue with more Ma'amar Komos. Listen to this line from the Gemara Baba Basra and Daf Tesum Beis. Umisha Rog of Mitzvah Du B'tmidus, this is somebody who's involved in the Mitzvah doing chesed for other people on a regular basis. Zohar Vizel, he was born in Bali Chokma, he has children who are Bali Chokma, Bali Eser, I guess, lotion of wealth, Bali Agoda. So I'm not sure Bali Eser, Bali Osher, maybe wealth. But okay, be it as it may. So we see that a person is involved in this Mitzvah B'tmidus. So he's zochel udvarim harbe for sure. Now that's something to keep in mind. Now I think it's important to note. I want to tell you a few stories and a few ideas. Obviously, we heard a story last week about a week and a half ago from Rabbi Gordon about the guy. He was on the plane and somebody took his suitcase. Maybe I'll tell it over El Regalacha so people who are listening can hear it. Basically, he's on the plane and he was very conscientious about putting his, you know, wheeling on top, and there was no room left. All of a sudden, he felt a tug, and somebody behind him took his suitcase, took out his wheelie, put it up, and took out his wheelie, and put it right Gordon's wheelie, and took his wheelie and did it somewhere else. The yisod is, this is a person who's looking to do things for others. Now, oftentimes, you think it's just I'm being a nice guy, but we see from all these makoros that it's not Stam, you're a nice guy. Your mom is doing chesed, and chesed brings Yeshua to the person, and Yeshua to the nation. It brings tremendous chesed. Not stam a nice thing, it's a huge mitzvah, a tremendous mitzvah. It has tremendous power. Now, I'll tell you a story that I saw recently that happened this past week. All that chesed, what can you do for other people? I was walking to my building with my neighbor, and my neighbor noticed on the floor, like a little envelope. And the envelope said that it was supposed to go to somebody. Now, I live, let's say I live in a building 46 of Shteir Eshkol. Let's say my neighbor lives in apartment 14, right? So the address, the mailman got confused. Instead of putting the envelope, instead of putting it where it was supposed to go, which is building 14, apartment 46, he put it in my building, which is building 46, apartment 14. Now, that's a mistake, and it actually was shipped from some foreign country. Who knows, the guy ordered it on Amazon or whatever he did. That's something that it was mamish on the floor. It could have been thrown out by anybody. But what did my neighbor do? He said, you know what, let me try to find out this person. He'll never know. And now, it's going to be chesed shalom, so what's going to happen? I think my neighbor went ahead and he took this package and he walked 5 minutes down the block and he put it in the guy's mailbox. Mamish al chesed. Huge, huge chesed. Who, you know, we often, again, I assume, I hope maybe most people would do that. But the point is, it's all about thinking about others. The person's going to be missing that thing. Fine. Furthermore, he quotes, in Ramath Lederman, he quotes, people looking for schoolers that being involved in chesed, and certainly when it comes to a gemach, lending money without ribbis is also, which is why I started talking about this, is a tremendous, tremendous mitzvah. And just to tell you that there's a gemach near the Mir Yeshiva. It's not directly associated with the Mir Yeshiva, but it's right there. That mamish functions like a bank. The head of the gemach is the name of Rabbi Hillel Kuperman, and he's the son of Rabbi Yehuda Kuperman, who is the head of Mechala, and his sister happens to be the head of Mechala over here, and he runs a gemach. It's called the Free Loan Society. I think it's the biggest in the world. And basically, people go, financially, people struggle financially. And having an interest-free gemach allows a person to borrow thousands upon thousands of dollars, whether they have a medical thing, or they're buying an apartment, or they're marrying off kids. And it's right. They don't have $30,000-$40,000 in one shot. So what do? They borrow from the gemach, and then over the next 30-40 months, they give back $1,000 a month. Of course, interest free, instead of having to go to a bank. Now, if I were to ask you, I happen to know somebody who works in the gemach. Okay, and it's mamash. I've actually been there a few times. They have lines out the door. It's open certain hours, and it mamash looks like a bank. If I ask you how much money do you think they give out interest free, you'd fall off your chair. They have in their bank $300 million. $300 million of private people's money that are willing to give their money interest free, and who knows when they get it back. They may not ever take it back. But the point is that there's such chesed going on in the world. And can you imagine how he started this? How he had this idea to start this? And I'll tell you a very interesting anecdote. I was just reading last night a story about Rav Steinman. It's an amazing story about Rav Steinman, which is an amazing story. Rav Deutsch, who's a big Rav in Ramat Shlomo, a friend who is close to him. I once saw him. He goes around to the Gedolah of Bnei Brak. He did go on a regular basis, at least that I know. And he was by Rav Steinman at the same time as Rav Kuperman. And Rav Deutsch, who's a big Rav, said to Rav Steinman, who wasn't sure that Rav Steinman knew who Rav Kuperman was, he said, you should just know, this is a very choshev yid. He's a special yid. He runs the big gemach. And Rav Steinman, who at the time was over 100 years old, said, I hope you, Rav Deutsch, don't have any money by the Gemach. What are you talking about? Because if you have money by the Gemach, that means you're lending him money. I'm sorry. I hope you didn't borrow money from the Gemach. Because if you borrow money from somebody, right, this is called Ribbis Dvarim. Now, Ribbis Dvarim is not, Ribbis is not only about giving interest, it's also about giving compliments. So if Rav Deutsch had money by Rav Koopman, if he borrowed money from Rav Koopman, and now he's praising Rav Koopman in front of Rav Steinman, that's a shadow of Ribbis Dvarim, right? And Baruch Hashem, I guess he didn't have, but what the mile of the story was, he couldn't believe how sharp Rav Steinman was after over 100 years old, that there was a shaila, he noticed a shaila in halacha about ribbis devarim, that you can't compliment somebody, a borrower can't compliment a lender. That was just a side point. Can you imagine that over, right? You're not allowed to go, so let's say I borrowed money from Josh. I can't go to Jamie and say, Josh is an amazing guy. Why? Because it's called ribbis devarim. So Rav Steinman, at over 100 years old, right away picked up on the chashash of ribbis devarim in such an Indian. But what do you see from here? What does it mean to do chesed? There are gemachim, you go through a Jewish phone book, there's a gemach for everything. Gemach for pillows, a gemach for brisim, a gemach for faxes, a gemach for money. You can't be, because we're mali chesed, right? Olam chesed yibane. You have to think about other people all the time. And you know what? Being in a yeshiva setting, there's no shortage of opportunities to do chesed. And you're helping yourself from Mashiach, you're fighting the Yitzhara, you're saving the world, you're doing everything when you do chesed. Right, whether it's picking up something on the floor, or helping somebody with a tosos, or not being loud in the dorm, or bringing some food to somebody, there's so many opportunities for chesed. And what I want to drill home is that it's not stam a nice deed. You're not stam being a nice guy. You're doing a tremendous ma'aseh mitzvah. We said it's greater than korbanos. I'll end with this story, which is somewhat powerful. It's powerful, but a little bit sad. And there was a person who it's brought down in the Leket Amarim from the Chavetz Chaim that unfortunately was a man back in Europe that unfortunately lost a lot of children. He had a number of children, and then a number of the children passed away. So he went to a Chacham Echad, and he asked him, what should I do? And the Chacham told him, you should start a free loan society, you should start a gemach, you should give out money and not charge interest to the Jews, to the Jewish brethren. And over time, so as he was developing the gemach, he said, you know, every 3 years, we're going to have a special suuda for this, for this program, for this initiative, and every 3 years on Parshas Mishpatim, it discusses in Kesset Talvez Ami, we're going to go ahead, we're going to have a suda. And that's what he made up when he started the organization. 3 years later, what happens? He has a baby boy, 8 days before that suda, and Bahashkoch Pratis, the day of the boy's bris, is the day when he had already prearranged 3 years prior to celebrate the initiative of this gemach. An amazing thing. And subsequently, he had Baruch Shem Zilka, he had more children, and of course, the Gemach grew and grew and grew. And what happened? The Gemach was so big that it took up a lot of his time. He wasn't able to learn, he wasn't able to do other things, people were bothering him. So he went back to this Rav, he said, Rav, he went to this big Adam Gadol, he says, what should I do? I don't want to run the Gemach anymore, it's too hard for me, it's too tedious. So he said, no, you shouldn't give it up. It's your schus for chesed, it's your schus, look how you've been blessed. And so the man said, okay, fine. And a little while later, he came back to me and said, no, it's too hard for me. I'm gonna hand over the reins of the Gemach. That night, Nebuch, he came to Nebuch, let me just read it because I read it quickly before. What happened that night? In the beginning of the night, so what happened? That night, unfortunately, one of his children choked and passed away. Okay? And he realized he's left the Gemach. He went the next morning to the Rav, and he told him what happened. He said, right away, I got to go back. I have to take the Gemach over. And it turns out, so I'll read to you, this story was not publicized until after the Chavetz Chaim passed away. Because the person, the big Rav that this person went to for the Eitzah, was the Chavetz Chaim. I'll just read to you inside. Achar Ptiras Rabbeinu Chavetz Chaim, Nitin Hadover Lefarsim, it was given over in the name of Yisrael Meir Rabinovich, the Mechaber of Sefer Pikiyam, that this story happened in Radin, and the Chacham was the Chavetz Chaim. We see that doing chesed is a huge yisod. Now, obviously, you guys are a little bit young, you're not starting to work, but one thing I want to tell you is that it's a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous chus. Actually, when I was a bachur already, I read about this gemach, about this chusim of giving money to a gemach that lends money out interest-free. Stam, it's a huge thing to keep in mind at the right time. When you're able to, there's a meaning of tzedakah, happens to me in Avos Chesed, he discusses how much to apportion a person's meiser money to tzedakah and to lending interest free. But in general, a person's sensitivity to chesed should be, your antenna should be up. What does this person need? How can I help this person? How can I help him in yeshiva? How can I help him in life? How can I help him in all areas? And when you're doing chesed, you're not doing good deeds. Your mom is doing tremendous things, and the schusim are tremendous for you, your family, and God's Klal Yisrael. Have a great Shabbos. Yes.